வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 15th chapter, text number 25, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 4th of December, 1973, in Los Angeles, California.
ரகுநாதான்விதம் த்வம் சஜீவம்.
Yeah. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Jaloka samjale yadvan.
Jaloka samjale yadvan.
Mahando dantyaniyasa.
Mahando dantyaniyasa.
Durbalan balino rajan.
Durbalan balino rajan.
Mahando balino mita.
Mahando balino mita.
Evang balishtay yadubhir.
Evang balishtay yadubhir.
Mahadbhir itaran vibhu.
Mahadbhir itaran vibhu.
Yadun yadubhir anyonyam.
Yadun yadubhir anyonyam.
Bhubharantan jaharaha.
Bhubharantan jaharaha.
Jalokasang jale yadvan.
Jalokasang jale yadvan.
Mahando dantyaniyasa.
Mahando dantyaniyasa.
Durbalan balino rajan.
Durbalan balino rajan.
Mahanto balino mitha.
Mahando balino mitha.
Evang balishtaya yadhubhir.
Evang balishtaya yadhubhir.
Mahadbhir itaran vibhu.
Mahadbhir itaran vibhu.
Yadun yadubhir anyonyam.
Yadun yadubhir anyonyam.
Bhubharantan jaharaha.
Bhubharantan jaharaha.
Jalokasang jale yadvan.
Jalokasang jale
Mahando dantyaniyasa.
Mahando dantyaniyasa.
Durbalan balino rajan.
Durbalan balino rajan.
Mahando balino mita.
Mahando balino mita.
Evang balishtaya yadubhir.
Evang balishtaya yadubhir.
Mahadbhir itaran vibhu.
Mahadbhir itaran vibhu.
Yadun yadubhir anyonyam. Bhubaran sanjaharaha.
Bhubaran sanjaharaha.
Translation. O King, as in the ocean the bigger and stronger aquatics swallow up the smaller and weaker ones, so also the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to lighten the burden of the earth, has engaged the stronger Yadu to kill the weaker and the bigger Yadu to kill the smaller.
This is the theory of struggle for existence and survival of the fittest. The law of nature is like that, that the stronger overpowers the weaker. The stronger overpowers the weaker. In another place it is stated, Ahasthani Sahasthanam. Apadani Chatuspadam. Nunam Mahatang Tatra. Jiva Jiva Sujivanam. The living entity, they live by eating another living entity. What is that? Ahasthani Sahasthanam. Sahasthanam means those who are endowed with hands. That means man, man form, human form. They have got hands. So those who have no hands, just like the animals, they have got legs. They have no hand. So, Ahasthani, those who have no hands, they are food for the animal with hands. Mind that, animal. Those animal with hands, they're animal, though they're eating another animal. They're not human being. Although they have got the form of human being, they're not considered human being. Human being means when he's civilized, cultured, and then he's human. If he's not civilized, he's not cultured, simply having two hands, he's animal. So that culture begins, civilized, in the Aryan families. Therefore they are called Aryans, advanced. Aryan means advanced. People want to group themselves in the Aryan family. Just like Hitler, he declared himself only, the Germans are only Aryans, Jews are not Aryans, like that. He can manufacture. But real Aryan means one who is advanced in spiritual consciousness. He is Aryan. Not a class of men. Aryan means he is advanced in spiritual consciousness. The Aryan civilization is so eulogized because in the Aryan civilization there was Vedic culture. That is Aryan. Otherwise, ahastani sahastanam, that is, apadani chaduspadam, this is going on, struggle for existence. In the primitive age, that human being, so-called human being, naked in the jungle, eating animals, the animals have no leg. The Darwin's theory is that there was no civilized man, but gradually it has developed. It is not very clearly explained. He does not know what is the evolution. Evolution means to become civilized. That is evolution. Or to advance in Krishna consciousness. That is evolution. So, this is the law of nature, that the weaker section is devoured by the stronger section. So here it is said, jalaukasang jali jadvat. In the water, there are so many aquatic animals. The struggle is going on. The stronger fish eating the weaker fish. This is going on. That is the law of nature. Therefore, meat eaters, so long they are like animals, they can go on with this nature's law. You are man, you are stronger, therefore weaker animal, cows and goats, you slaughter them. They are stronger bodily, but they have no intelligence. But man has got intelligence. See, if you misuse your intelligence in that way, you can do that. That is nature's law. But human being means culture, advanced in spiritual consciousness. That is human. So, this consciousness is developing gradually. So, unless you come to this platform, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, chātur-manna-maya-sisnam-guna-karma-vibhāgasa, then you must divide the society. Amongst the animals, there is no division. Everyone is on the same status. No. Because the aim is how to develop Krishna consciousness. Therefore, there must be some system. So that system, unless one comes to the platform of this varnasram dharma, four divisions, social divisions and four spiritual divisions, and those divisions are made by Krishna himself, maya system, he says, that is natural, but by such an institution, we can gradually understand what is the aim of life. Varnasamacharvata-purusena-parappumā-viṣṇu-ārādhate-puṁśāṁ-nānna-tattu-sukāranam. What is the aim of life? The aim of life is that we are now detached from God. This is our position. Material life means detached from God, detached from Krishna. So this detachment is the cause of suffering. Mukho bahu urupadebha purusasya asamaisaha jagnire chattaravarna vipradaya gunatvithak. We are different parts and parcels of Krishna, God. So we must act accordingly, just like my hand. Hand is there. If the hand is in proper place, it can act nicely. But if I cut the leg and make hand, or hand make the leg, then it is all lost. All lost. One must act according to his qualification. That according to that qualification, the Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, they are described in the Bhagavad Gita. This Brahmana means these are the symptoms. Satya samadamatiti kharjava jnanam vijnanam asikam brahmakarma sabhavajam. This is human civilization. We must train people in such a way that we must see that what is his quality. According to quality, just like a physician gives medicine according to the symptom of the disease, then it is cured. Not that any medicine. In the drug house, there are so many medicines. You cannot say any medicine will do. No. It is the physician who will pick up the real medicine and he'll administer to the patient, then he'll be cured. So this Varnasam Dharma means Chaturbarnamaya system gunakanvibhubhātasa. From the animal position of the human being to bringing to the human position, that is Varnasam Dharma. That's the school, college, to become graduate means to become distinguished from the fools and rascals. Similarly, human being does not mean the struggle for existence, as though one big fish is eating another small fish, another human. No, no, that is not human. That is natural, but you have to rectify the natural position for realization of the utmost aim of life, that is human life. Not to treat like animals. Saiva gokhara. So, that spiritual consciousness begins when one understands that his soul, he is not this body, his spirit soul, aham brahmasmi. Brahma means the spirit soul. And there human civilization begins. Otherwise, anarja, anarja jistam. Krishna, when Arjuna was declining to fight, he chastised him that this denial is anarja jistam. It is befitting for the anarja, those who are not advanced. One must do his duty. You are a kshatriya. Your duty is to fight, to give protection to the citizen. So why are you denying this? So here the example is given, jalaukasangali jagvat mahanta adanti. Adanti means swalaja. Similarly, when the Jodus became very powerful, because they are descendants of Krishna, so they were fighting anywhere, conquering anywhere and everywhere. They are victorious. So, that was Bhubhara. Bhubhara means burden of the world. When one becomes extravagant and misuses his power, that is burden of the world. You cannot misuse it. You get power by the grace of God, by grace of Krishna. If you misuse it, then you become a burden. But as soon as there is burden, then it is dharmasya glani. Krishna says, jada jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati. As soon as there is misuse of power, tadātmānam śrījāmaḥ, he comes. So Yadu-vamsa, Krishna's dynasty, when Krishna saw that they are becoming so powerful, that unnecessarily they are fighting. Therefore, to kill them, that fighting spirit was engaged for fighting amongst themselves one another. And therefore they are all. Fighting, there is necessity. But if you misuse that fighting spirit, just like at the present moment, the politicians, as soon as they see that they cannot manage things, and the country, there is confusion, they declare some war, so that the whole attention may be turned that side, and there will be no agitation of the internal dissatisfaction. This is diplomacy. This is diplomacy. We have seen it in Pakistan. As soon as they cannot rule over, they cannot, but they slogan, oh, the Hindus are our enemy, and the Kashmir has taken, but attention is diverted, and they declare war, and again become defeated. So, this kind of war is not required. This kind of war is not required. But, war is there already, struggle for existence. Just like here, when Krishna saw that the Yadu dynasty is becoming, on the strength of Krishna, they are becoming so powerful that they are unnecessarily fighting. So Krishna wanted that his family may not be degraded further. So he wanted to kill them. And who can kill them? No outsider can kill them. They are Krishna's descendants. That is not possible. Therefore, Jodun Jodhivi Ranannam Bhuvaram Samhya. The fighting amongst themselves, they reduce the burden of the world. Krishna is exhibiting how things are going on. As soon as there will be burdensome, there will be some war, pestilence, famine, and finish. You don't require to reduce population by contraceptive method. By nature's way, the whole cell it will be reduced. Bhubhara, Sanja. By nature's way. Why should you commit sinful activities? You don't beget children unnecessarily and don't kill them. That is religion. That is civilization. Why should you unnecessarily produce children like cats and dogs? Their shastra says that don't become father, don't become mother. If you cannot save your sons from death, this is the responsibility. This is father's, mother's responsibility. Namo chayaja samupitavittam pita nasasyad janani nasasya. One should not try to become father, one should not try to become mother, if the parents cannot save the child from imminent death. That is the responsibility. And who is that father? Who is that mother? This is Vedic civilization. My Guru Maharaj used to say that, I am a sannyasi, I am not married, neither I am meant for marrying, but if I can produce Krishna conscious children, I can marry 100 times. That is the response. Don't produce cats and dogs. Produce Krishna devotees, then you marry. That is, don't marry. This is basically. Marriage is not meant for sense gratification. Marriage is meant for producing nice children, Krishna devotees. So that is our aim. Our aim is not to produce cats and dogs. There are so many cats and dogs. The world is not happy. Now there is need of producing nice children, sober, gentle, devotee of Krishna, cool brain, good character. These things are required. So, they were not unwanted children, these Yadus. This is a Maksholi, they came, they are all demigods, the descendant just to fulfill Krishna's mission. Krishna's mission, Krishna came down. So all the confidential servants of Krishna, they also appeared to help him in defense. So when Krishna wanted to go, he wanted to go with the descendants also who came to help him. So this is make sure that the Yadus fought amongst themselves. Their real purpose is Krishna wanted to take them away. Otherwise, superficially, when one becomes unnecessarily powerful, disturbs the world situation, he's a burden. He's a burden. That kind of burden is vanquished by Krishna's desire, will, there must be some catastrophe like war, pestilence, famine, and everything will be finished. So our duty is, the human form of life, duty is that we should know that we are eternal servant of Krishna, and forgetting our relationship, we have come to this material world, and there is struggle for existence, beginning aquatics, jalaja animals, there are like 900,000 species of aquatics. Who is that physiologist who can know 900,000 species of aquatics? But in the Shastra you'll find, exactly, it doesn't say 901 or 899, no, 900,000 species there are. So, because we are in the material contact, and according to our desire, we are having different types of body, aquatics, trees, birds, like that. This is our botheration. Janma mithu jara vyadhi, in this way well. This is our problem. Therefore, human civilization means when people are interested to solve the problem. That is human civilization. Otherwise animal struggle for existence. There is no human side, there is only animal side, struggle for existence. The human life is not for struggle to become sober, not like animals. That the animals are engaged whole day and night for searching out food and sense gratification, sex. That is not human civilization. Human civilization is meant for tapasya. Tapasya. You should know what is my responsibility. Tapasya brahmacharyena samena dhamenava. One should learn how to practice tapasya. Tapasya. This is tapasya. Little tapasya. No illicit sex. No gambling. No meat eating. And no intoxication. This is tapasya. Little tapasya. Who is dying? Without meat eating, we have got so many students, there are so many Vaishnavas, they do not eat meat. Are they dying? This is only bad habit. But if you practice little, in the beginning, it may be little troublesome. It is not troublesome. I am thinking, just like one gentleman came, we cannot give up meat eating. I want, but I cannot. The practice, abhyasa yoga yuktena cheta sana, anything you practice, habit is the second nature. So in association of the devotee, if you try to practice this tapasya, brahmacharyena, not to have sex life without any purpose, that is called brahmacharya. Brahmachari does not mean celibacy. Brahmachari means who does not use sex life for any other purpose than begetting nice children. That is brahmachari. So this is, everything should be systematic, otherwise there will be chaos. There will be chaos, nobody will be happy. And that is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Narakayava kalpate, the whole world will be hell. That has become now. The whole world has now become hell. So, the Krishna consciousness movement is very important movement. It is overhauling the whole human, social, political, religious. So, those who are engaged in Krishna consciousness movement, they should be very, very responsible, sober, try to understand the situation, and take the shelter of Krishna, and everything will come very successful. Thank you very much.